So it's time to talk about this month's Leslie's Readers book. I don't know whether you've read it along with us. James Runce's Grantchester Mysteries. It's Sydney Chambers and the Shadow of Death. And I think this was the first in the series of Grantchester Mysteries. So there are others as well. Catherine Lana is the one that we work alongside. It's her choice. She sort of dips and dives with all sorts of writing. She works with browsers. She writes for Suffolk Magazine. Been putting together the Suffolk Libraries Book Fest, which we'll talk about as well. And in between all of that time, you managed to read a book, at least one book, Catherine.
Yes, it's getting more of a struggle, actually, but because you never feel quite right unless you've got a good book on the go, I think.
So tell us about the book. So Sydney Chambers and the Shadow of Death. It's more than one story, isn't it?
Yes. So you mentioned earlier that he has written a series here, and he always intended writing six books. This is the first, and he's currently up on number five. I think the last one, in theory, is meant to be out next May, and each one is divided up into these six, or I think one of the books has only got four stories. So they're each about a certain crime. And it is the best of both worlds in that you've almost got short stories. It's a self-contained story that isn't too long. But if you wanted to carry on reading, you can, because all of the books are linked to Sydney Chambers and his life and all that's happening with him, his career and his family and his emotions and things. So that's taking you through the story all along and through the six in the end volumes. So this book is introducing us to Sydney, and he's rather a nice character, I think. I mean, there's such a lovely, easy read to start with, and it's very atmospheric because it begins in the 50s. So you've got all that atmosphere of what was happening then culturally. And he's very good at describing the place, which is in Cambridgeshire, and the clothes and the culture, what people are listening to on the radio and things like that. So it's very of its period and of its place, very evocative and a very easy, light read. And Sydney Chambers is a really, I think, very attractive character. He's somebody you would quite like
to meet.
He's
not too perfect, is he?
He's not.
He's not the reverend that you might expect, do you think?
That's right.
He's a real person.
He is, but he's usually, and I think we might have an argument about this with the TV, is that sometimes if somebody isn't perfect, then we have to see too much of their flaws. And I think with the book, James Runce presents him as essentially a good man who really wants to be better. And he's really struggling with his weaknesses. And I think that's quite attractive in that he's a good person. And very often they say in fiction and also on TV and film, it's very hard to present a good character who's attractive because it's easier to write about somebody who's bad. And I think James Runce really carries it off with Sydney Chambers in that he is an attractive character who is a little bit flawed but trying to be better. And he's also got lots of little wisdoms that he's imparting to us just by the way. So it's not telling us off or telling us what to do.
Or lecturing us.
No, that's right. But, you know, you find out things about what he's trying to include in his sermons and how he's struggling with those things in his life. And you can relate to all of those aspects. And things, he was on a train and he's talking about how he thinks you can be happy in life, and that's to look outside yourself. And it's not being holier than thou, but it's really sort of things that he's learned and he's trying to tell us.
And I thought, considering this is the first book, he was a really established character,
yes.
wasn't he? You felt that he was there and he was whole right from the beginning.
That's right, yes. Well, one of the interesting things that you find out about reading about the conception of this book is that James modelled Sydney on his father, who was
Archbishop of Canterbury.
Yes. And He's been quite open about that as the series has gone on, and all the things that he's remembered from growing up in a vicarage and the little instances that he's included in the book. But also, I think, the character of probably his father and all that was good in him and all his flaws as well. So I think that's a really lovely insight, actually. And it probably is because he was very familiar with the character that he was trying to create, that it immediately conjures up that person from the very first page. You immediately know that this is a man that you're going to find out so much more about, but he's real, he's three-dimensional.
And you mentioned the television series there, so are you a fan, not a fan? It's tough when you've got into a book and you've seen the characters through
yes.
the words to actually then see them on television.
That's right. I think they've done it very well, and I think it is a very enjoyable programme, but they've changed certain aspects about it. They've changed a lot of elements of the plot. I think they're setting it fundamentally when this book begins, which is the 50s, whereas in the series, James Runcie is taking us through Sidney's career, so he progresses through the decades. And as James Runcie is commenting on the moral state of the country, so that changes with different things that happen over the decades, whereas in the series, we're very much stuck in the 1950s / 60s. And I think the crimes are obviously a little bit harder as well. It's a little bit grittier, which I suppose is matching what we expect from TV dramas today, but isn't really the essence of the book, which I think was so different, so much more different about it and so much more appealing for me, was that he was trying to make it a gentler approach.
Although it still involves murder, or was it murder? I don't want to spoil it, the first story in the book. But so it does still involve tough issues.
But there are also other crimes, whereas we rarely see other crimes presented on TV. It usually is the murder thing, isn't it? I suppose because it's hopefully a little bit more distant from us, so we can watch it with perhaps more detachment than some of the other crimes. But yes, the murder is something that I think is dwelt on more on the TV than in the books. He tries to look at other failings of us all in crimes that he's presenting.
Sidney Chambers and The Shadow of Death, highly recommended. I shall be reading the rest of them as well. And I tried to get James to talk to while you were with us, but sadly, he's not available. But I'm going to talk to him I think it's on the 11th, because he is coming to the county as part of Suffolk Libraries Book Fest, which I know you've had a hand in or you've organised. So we'll come back and talk more about that in a minute or two. We'll also tell you our next read, because Catherine has chosen our next read for us. And so get yourself a pen and paper maybe, and we'll tell you what that is.